Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Daniel Rollins, OP, parochial vicar and associate director of the Catholic community. It is the commemoration of the Lord's Passion, Good Friday, and the readings are from Cycle B.
My mother died 8 years ago. I was not there. I got a phone call saying to call home, and I called home, and my brother, who was 11 months older than me, was so eager to tell me. He didn't prep me or anything. I didn't know what was up, and he just said, "Mom died." I suppose, in retrospect, I would have liked a little more of an introduction, something sort of to prep me. "I have some serious news for you. It's regarding Mom." But that's not my brother. It came to me as a shock. I really wasn't expecting it. None of us were expecting it. My mother was a person full of life, and later on we heard that how she had seemed to, at least as the emergency people had found her, that she seemed to have just sort of gone to sleep. And that was comforting. Because death can be violent, as we hear in the gospel. Death can be filled with such agony, pain, and suffering. And I wonder, we just got used to it. I don't know if it's because of society and video games or violence in movies or whatever is the cause, but there seems to be some way in which we have lost a sense of value of human life, that when it is gone, we just seem to move on. We hear of death all the time, rattling on and on the television or the radio, about who's died or who killed or who was a suicide bomber or planted a bomb or exploded this or exploded that. Even violence within our schools, with children, with guns. The violence seems to excel, the number of deaths continue to excel, and all of a sudden we are no longer outraged, we are no longer frustrated, we are no longer irritated at hearing about someone's death or the way in which they've died. I don't want to lose that. I think we lose compassion when we don't realize the value of every human life. You think, in one sense, because we deal with groups, that in one sense everybody is the same, we're all the same. No. We're all unique. Each one of us has a value to give to the whole human race. Each one of us is special and created in the image of God. Each one of us has something special to give. And each life, everyone here, our neighbors, our associates, the people who live halfway across the world and beyond, their lives are special too. They have something to give. They are a valued human being. And it fractures us. It destroys us whenever we allow just a person's passing and we don't take note of who they were, of the value that they had, how special they were. when we have people dying in our streets and we don't know their name. Something's gone wrong. I think when I have seen just glimpses on television or on the computer, the beheading of people, I struck to the core. Not just at the loss of life, that they were someone's father, someone's brother, someone's son or daughter. But how could anyone be wanting, willing, able to do that? And I'm not only upset at the loss of life, I'm upset at the inhumanity. When people plot to fill their backpacks with explosives on a run. When a child carries a gun to school. When someone so caught up in their mental anguish that they're willing to take 130 people with them in a downward spiral in a plane. You've heard all the news. I'm not going to tell you everything and give you every example. I couldn't. But do any of these touch you? Do you hear about them in the same old, same old? Is your heart wrenched? Do you cry for the lives of that were lost? Tonight, we are reminded of someone's death. We hear how he is tried. And we hear how he is abandoned. And we hear about his death and how they went about it. And maybe because it's a story we've heard before, we can throw it in with all the other deaths that we've heard about. Is that how it is? It's not just the loss of life. When we hear the story of Christ's crucifixion, I think we should be aghast. How dare they? What were they thinking? How could they go along with it? How could they ask for the blood of this man who we know was innocent? And whose dying on the cross was an act of love. Loves us. He is willing to go through all that because he loves us. And that he cares for each life created. That he loves and knows the uniqueness of everyone. That he is willing to die out of love. It is the ultimate act. It is the final act he can give. No greater act than to lay down one's life. He is willing to do that out of love. Because he sees within us an ability to love. He sees within us an ability to truly care about our brothers and sisters, about our children, about our neighbors. He sees that we can have great compassion. He knows this. He planted it. He put it in us. He weaved it into us. And yet we've forgotten. We need to learn how to love again. I don't know where all this is coming from. But I know that because he died for us, because of who he is, that Jesus teaches us his hope, his faith in us. We just need a reason. Just a bit will do. We need a reason to be that compassionate, be that forgiving, to be that loving to people who might not even love us. We are called in following Christ to be that extended hand, sign of compassion, of mercy, and to help defend the life of everyone. And we should be able to shout out to the rooftops. We need to remember how to love. Maybe our ability to love isn't broken. And one would think that it has been, considering all the violence, death. I heard this on the radio and it seemed to touch my heart, and I wish to share it with you. Just give me a reason. Just a little bit's enough. We're not broken, just bent. And we can learn to love again. It's in the stars. It's been written, scars of our hearts. We're not broken, just bent. And we can learn to love again. We continue this night. Veneration of the cross and the prayers that we do. Let it be a sign. Let it be a yes on your part. As you embrace the cross. As you reverence it however you will. That you say yes to remembering how to love. That you say yes to the value and the importance of every human life. And that maybe some thought of someone who has died comes to you, that you would be willing to shed a tear for them. Remember how to love again.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director, Gary Glover. With music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.